Athens, Nebraska Extension Beef Systems Educator, bringing you the Beef Watch Podcast. This is the audio companion to the UNL Beef Watch electronic newsletter. Today I have Dr. Bruce Anderson with me. Dr. Anderson is the Nebraska Extension Forage Specialist and also a member of the Nebraska Extension Beef Team. Thanks for joining me today, Bruce.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Dr. Anderson wrote an article for the Profit Tips section of the Beef Newsletter that he titled Taking a Forage Sample. I've just recorded a couple podcasts with folks who mentioned the importance of taking a forage sample, getting a forage sample, and so you can match your hays up to the needs of the cattle. But neither of them talked about how to actually take a sample and what the procedure needs to be. So could we start there?
Sure can here, Jay. I think, like they have said, getting those samples and that hay and forage tested is really critical if we're going to do an economic job of supplementing our livestock and making sure that they are getting all the nutrients they need. But in order to do so, we have to know what the protein or energy or other nutrient contents might be of the forage that we're feeding. And that's where taking a sample that's going to do a good job of representing the total amount of hay that's going to be fed to those animals during a period of time, and getting that sample analyzed for the various important nutrients really comes into play and needs to be carefully done so that we get good, useful information from it.
All right. I guess emphasis on the useful information. If you don't do a good job, you might as well not do it at all. So let's start off with number of samples. I'm assuming it depends on how big the hay lot is, right?
Well, it does a little bit. I think, first off, we've got to recognize that just grabbing a handful of hay off of a bale or a stack here and there and having that analyzed is not going to do a very good job of representing all the hay that is part of that group that you're sampling there. And when I say group, I think that's important to recognize also that our hay first may need to be divided up into various groups that are fairly uniform. That means that one cutting is going to be different from the next cutting. One field is probably going to be different from the next field. And these factors that may influence things, rain damage versus not rain damage types of situations, we need to be able to separate our hay and forages into these different groupings where the bales or stacks within a group we would expect to be pretty consistent and uniform so that we can take separate samples from each of those groups. Then, Jay, once we've done that division, we can start gathering the samples that will represent each of those groups. And that begins not by taking these handfuls of hay, but actually using a tool, a core sampler or a hay probe that we can insert into the bales or into the stacks that will cut a sample out of there that will represent part of the hay all the way through these bales. And that's what's really important. Grabbing just from the outside doesn't give us a very good sample. Using a good long probe, something with maybe at least 12 inches and maybe 18-20 inch long tube that will cut into that hay and gather these samples from 12, 15 to 20 stacks or bales within any group is going to be the way to gather a sample that's going to really do a good job of representing the feed that the cattle are going to be receiving throughout the winter.
All right. And I know that a lot of extension offices have hay probes available for checkout. I know we do, and we're not the only ones. Also, hay probes aren't hideously expensive.
No, typically they're going to be under $200, and even some of the testing labs will have them readily for sale, or a lot of the ag supply catalogs can provide orders for those hay probes there. And if we're going to be doing very much of it, it's probably awfully convenient to have one yourself, especially one that you can attach to an electric drill that will enable you to take these samples without too much excess physical effort as you're taking 12 to 20 probes for each group of hay that you have there.
All right. What do you do if you have a relatively big lot of hay and you're taking 20 samples? What if it doesn't fit in your gallon Ziploc bag?
Yep, no, that certainly can be a bit of a problem. Quite frankly, I think in most cases I might take fewer probes from fewer bales. I don't like trying to divide up a sample manually, but if we're going to get too much material to go into the bag that's going to be sent to the lab and we're going to divide it up in that case, probably the best way to do it is to pour that sample out on a nice, clean, flat surface and then take something to cut that pile of forage into about four different sections and maybe take two opposite sections to combine them back together into a smaller sample then that is going to fit into the bag for being shipped to the laboratory. If we do too much manipulating of those samples, we start losing material and start getting differences occurring that may not represent that hay anymore as well as it would, especially if there's a lot of small particles in the sample.
All right. Yeah, I guess once again, emphasis on the representative part. You're trying to represent the whole hay lot. And if you don't do a good job of that, then it's sort of all for naught.
That's right. We're sending in a few ounces to represent many, many tons, and that takes a little bit of care in terms of the kind of sampling that we're doing.
What about laboratories? Folks have choices of labs available. How do you choose a lab to send to?
Well, I think you want to work with a lab that has been reliable for you in other types of situations. You know, most of the labs that do soil tests also can do these forage analyses for us. And I like to basically work with just one lab at a time and adjust as needed using their figures. Sometimes some labs may, through their analysis, give slightly higher or slightly lower values for various nutrient levels compared to other labs. But if you stay with one lab and keep working with that lab and kind of monitor how well the analyses are matching up with how well your animals are performing, when you use those analyses to formulate rations, you can usually come up pretty well at consistently taking care of the animals in a healthy, economical manner.
All right. Another thing about labs, it's not an issue for those of us in Nebraska, but who knows where the people who are listening to this podcast live. When I was in Wyoming, our forage specialist emphasized we needed to send the samples to a lab that were used to getting Wyoming hay because otherwise their equations and stuff might not be calibrated. So I guess it's important to send your hays and forages to a lab who sees a fair number of that type of sample.
I think that's a good point there, Jay. And certainly another thing in terms of the labs is that there is an organization that certifies lab procedures, and if the lab is certified by the National Forage Testing Association, that gives you a little bit more reliability in knowing that they're using the right analytical techniques and are going to present you with some values that are really going to be useful in your formulations.
All right. Anything else about hay testing you want to mention?
Well, I think that it's really something that we need to take a good look at doing. You know, it's not expensive. An analysis is probably going to be less than $20 in most cases for any single sample. And that analysis is going to be used to effectively make decisions regarding hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars worth of feeding for the wintertime. So it's really an inexpensive expense to use the information that this kind of technology can provide us.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Once again, this has been Jay Jenkins and Dr. Bruce Anderson with the UNL Beef Watch podcast. You can find the Beef Watch podcast and the written version of Dr. Anderson's profit tip at the beef.unl.edu website.